The Rock Hill community showed up in unity Sunday evening as nearly 1,000 people made their way to Fountain Park in downtown Rock Hill for a vigil to collectively grieve the 6 lives lost in a mass shooting last Wednesday. Reverend Bob Elliott of Edgemoor ARP Church is one of the speakers at the event and knew the Leslie family well through their time spent together at Camp Joy. He gave a quick memory of each of the Leslie victims, including 9-year-old Ada Leslie.
She was the apple of her daddy's eye, and she was so much like her mother, it was kind of scary, but not in a bad way. She was always a great helper. She wanted to help in everything, and she was. She was a good help, but she always wanted to be in the middle and always wanted to be helping.
Rock Hill Mayor John Geddes was left speechless by the turnout and said it echoes what we always knew about Rock Hill.
We can do anything. I was talking to Perry Sutton just yesterday about things, and he said, you know, John, this is going to hurt for a long time. It's going to take us a long time to get through this. But he said, but there is no other city, no other people that can get through this the right way better than we can.
The Rock Hill School District took a turn from spring break today, and district spokesperson Michael Frost said that they were offering counseling services to any student, teacher, or faculty member that feels that they need help. Mr. Frost said that they recognize that the community is part of their extended family.
And when the community hurts, we hurt. And we recognize that students at Cherry Park, staff at Cherry Park Elementary School, we're close to Ada and Noah. Where they attended school in kindergarten and in third grade.
The only survivor of the mass shooting died over the weekend. The brain of the man who killed him, former NFL player Phil Abadams, will now be studied.
The York County Sheriff says Robert Shook was one of 6 people who were shot Wednesday afternoon at a doctor's house near Rock Hill, South Carolina. Shook was the only survivor but died of his wounds late Saturday at a medical center in Charlotte, North Carolina. The brain of Philip Adams, the former NFL player who killed the South Carolina physician, 3 family members, and Robert Shook before fatally shooting himself, will be tested for a degenerative disease that has affected a number of pro athletes and has been shown to cause violent mood swings and other cognitive disorders. Rocio Rivera, GNN News.
Thank you, Rocio.